All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart.
Malachi chapter 1, and verse number 6, let's start there. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised your name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? And he says, in that you say, somebody say, say. In that you say the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto your governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. Old Testament type, high priest. They brought the sacrifices to the priest, but God had somewhat against them, because the offerings they brought were lame. They were sick. Many were blind. They were giving God what was left instead of what was right. Take it into a New Testament type. The high priest, Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. This is how we offer unto God. This is how we come to the altar of God with words. You'll see it here again, with words. Now, no one in here that's here tonight, when you come, Lord willing, on Sunday, when we get into praise, there's no way you should be able to be comfortable just watching. Just, you know, not opening your mouth. Now, we're all different. Some of y'all got big mouths and you're loud. But some of y'all, your mouth is not that big and you're not that loud, but everybody needs their mouth open like a little chicken. What? Giving God praise. Why? That's the sacrifice. That's the offering. And we need to come and give him our best. Hello? Look here. You know, every now and then we'll have someone that'll break out on occasion, and then somehow, some way, the forces push them back. Just look straight ahead. And I'm not saying that we come and we are acting in the flesh. You understand? But there are times, even if we don't feel like praising, we need to praise like the oil is running over in us, like we can't stand it. Like it's just, even when we don't feel it, when we got things that are warring with our mind, I guarantee you, you can break the yokes. You can destroy the burdens. You can leave differently than when you came in. Hello? By praising God. Heaven will move in your behalf. Now, I don't know what that spells for you, but you know. And that's me. And I'm not judging you or being critical or cynical, and I'm not going to watch you and determine whether you're praising God. No, you know. I want to put it out there so that you know, and you know what God is requiring of you. And you know where you are truly expressing your joy and adoration to God, not for the sake of people, but for the sake of the God that we serve. You know whether your offering is lame or halt or blind or unacceptable. And I'll be the first to tell you, sometimes God requires you to praise the most when you want to praise the least. When the burden is the heaviest. But I guarantee you there's something in your praise. There's something about when you open your big mouth. If you know like I know, it's something about when you open your big mouth when you're going through the hardest trials. The greatest anointing is upon you then. Hello? Because you got a great mountain to move. The greatest anointing is upon you then. When it seems like the heaviest and the devil is trying to stop you the most, that's when you ought to do like Bartimaeus. When they try to shut you up, get louder and louder and louder. Because all of heaven is going to turn in your behalf. Amen. Tell somebody, I can't be defeated. And I'm not going to quit. Amen. Our salvation is sealed. We are sealed by the Holy Ghost. But I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. But I want quality in this life. I want the Zoe kind of life. I want the highest and the bestest. Hello? Hello? I said, I want the highest. That's the Zoe life. The quality life. The full life. In this life. I have eternal life. I'm not trying to get anywhere with that. I got it. Tell somebody, I got it. Come on, tell them, I got it. Say, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Something about the Holy Ghost. I can't explain, but I got it. I am sealed unto the day of redemption. But I'm fighting for the quality in this life to leave life for the children that are following me. They can step into a quality of life, a quantity of life. Generation after generation after generation. We are trailblazers. We are pioneers. We are architects. We are warriors. We are apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists. Establishing a kingdom. Changing a city. Hallelujah. Ain't got to worry one bit about being saved. My God keeps me every day with a mind stayed upon him. Hello? All you have to do is take time. You'll find every time you take time, he's right there. Huh? Amen. Amen. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13. Here's where the Lord has somewhat against him. He says, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Verse 16 says, then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serves him not. God says, in that day, a book of remembrance is written before him for them that fear the Lord. A book of remembrance. I like that. I mean, God doesn't forget anything, but there are certain things written in books. It's not that God forgets. It's a book of remembrance because every now and then God goes to that book, like with Mordecai. Remember Esther and Mordecai? Mordecai did a deed that was favorable to the king. He reported a conspiracy, and they had scribes that kept record of what he did in a book called the Book of Remembrance. You see, when you, especially when you are praising, and God, only God knows how you're feeling. Only God knows what your test and trial is. Only God knows what you're going to have to face when you leave here. When you're going through a valley of Baca, amen, you make it a well, amen? But God writes that in the book of remembrance. You have to understand that. None of the praises fall to the ground. Even your tears, when you are struggling and you have to cry, but you keep pressing, God bottles up your tears. In other words, he remembers. What does he remember for? He remembers for a future date. He remembers for a future occasion. When you come up against something, you have nothing that you can do about it. You might have even been caught, amen, with your guard down. And they are justified at taking advantage of you. Hello? But you are helpless like Hezekiah was. Hezekiah was sick, but he went before God and said, Lord, remember. God opened up the book. Boy, Isaiah got out. He said, go back. I got something in the book on him. The gentleman had a vision of heaven. He said there was a place in heaven where there were angels, angelic scribes, and there were files. This is what he saw. This is how God showed him. There were files everywhere with deeds that people had done. And whenever here, because see, you won't need them up there. Whenever here, how many of God needs something to work with? See, if you've not put a seed in the soil, how can you expect a harvest? See, God remembers even the kind words you said when you didn't feel so kind. The time you took out when you were just tired as all get out, but you went that extra mile. When you gave that drink of water, amen. When you did that little something that you didn't have to do. You know, the Lord even remembers when there's, and you know, we're starting to see a lot more of these down here, but people standing on the corner with the sign, huh? And you reach over and, you know, instead of rolling your window up, you reached over and got some change and said, God bless you, and meant it. Because, you know, God knows and remembers all these things. Hello? And nothing goes unrewarded. Amen? So how important it is for us to do these things, to allow our words. See, your words coupled with the faith in your heart will cause the spirit of faith. We need to walk in the spirit of faith. The world grows darker, more deviant. Evil men wax worse, deceiving and being deceived. But we are lights shining in a dark place. Hello, we cannot put our light under a bushel. We cannot be afraid. Amen. We cannot stop doing good. Amen. Because we are in the midst of darkness. No, stand out by doing good. Don't allow anyone, and God will protect you. God will keep you. Do not fear speaking well, doing well, even when others don't appreciate it. Or seek to take advantage of it. God won't allow it to last long. He says, touch not my anointed.
We have come to the close of part 17 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds, part 2. Whatever you're going through or whatever challenges may come your way, never lose faith in God. If he brought you to it, he will bring you through it. Just as if you were driving in a storm, if you continue driving, before you know it, the storm is behind you. Know that all things are working on your behalf. For we know all things are working together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.